A team of international scientists has found that the Tasmanian tiger, or thylacine, had very limited genetic diversity before it became extinct. The scientists isolated DNA samples from museum specimens that were up to 160 years old. Their findings could reinforce fears about the survival of other Tasmanian species. Liz Hobday reports.
The thylacine was hunted to extinction. The last known thylacine died in captivity in 1936. But specimens of the dog-like marsupial are preserved in museums around the world. Now, Dr. Brandon Menzies from the Leibniz Institute and the University of Melbourne has collected genetic samples from 14 thylacine specimens to measure their genetic diversity. Brandon Menzies.
And what we've done is we've sequenced the DNA of a small piece of the genome, which is normally variable between individuals, and normally it shows about 5 base differences between dogs, for example, which would be about equivalent to 2% of the DNA. And in the Tasmanian tiger, it looks that only about 0.5% of that region is variable. So much less than what we would expect in, I guess, a healthy population normally.
So in DNA sections that would usually show a great deal of diversity, in thylacines, the section was almost exactly the same. Dr. Menzies says there could be a number of reasons for this.
That could have been caused potentially by previous bounties that existed in Tasmania. So one bounty came in 1830 on one of the largest properties in Tasmania called Woolnorth, but they only ever killed about 40 animals. So it's probably more likely that it's part of a longer history of animals becoming less genetic diverse in Tasmania after its isolation from mainland Australia.
The lack of genetic diversity is a problem facing a number of Tasmanian species because of the state's geographic isolation. Dr. Menzies says this includes the Tasmanian devil, which is threatened by facial tumour disease.
I think we need to look at all of Tasmania's fauna as a group and say, okay, We have a number of species there, platypuses, echidnas, bettongs, quolls, potoroos, and yes, devils, which are being affected by this cancer now. We have to look at what we can do to better manage those populations so that they can deal with potential stresses in the environment that might happen later, such as climate change, urbanisation, and such as, yes, potential diseases.
The research is being published in the Public Library of Science 1.
Liz Hobday.